This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today our study of the question, what is the church? We've emphasized that the Bible does not give simply a single definition of the church. Rather, in various passages in the Bible, which we must study and fit together, it describes the church under a number of different figures. Already we have studied 3 of these. The Bible describes this body of people as the church, that is, the called out. It is the building of God, that is, the place in which the Lord dwells. It is the kingdom of God, emphasizing Christ as the ruler and members as the subject of the king. Now today we want to continue with that, and we bring a 4th indication of what the church is by reading such passages as Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, and Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. In the first passage from Colossians, Paul says, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." In the Ephesians passage, Paul makes clear, "And he gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." You see, in the Colossians passage, we find Paul saying that the body is the church, and in the Ephesians passage, we find him saying that the church is the body. So there can simply be no doubt about the fact that the body is the church and the church is the body. And it emphasizes further that Jesus Christ himself is the head of the body, therefore the head of the church. Now, to say that the church is the body of Christ is to emphasize his role as the head. Now, the head of your body has the relationship to that body of giving it directions. We raise our hands, we move our fingers, we move our legs and feet, we walk, we run, we talk, and so forth, at the direction of the head. So it is that to call the church the body of Christ, as the Bible certainly does, is to emphasize not only Christ as head, but to emphasize the members as the members of the body of Christ, which carry out the different functions of Christ. And we'll plan later on in this series on the church to go into that in quite some detail to emphasize what this really says about the work that each and every member of the body of Christ is to be involved in. Now, we must get the point that Christ is the head of the body, and every member is a member of that body carrying out his different functions. We cannot really emphasize this strongly enough. And remember that the Bible teaches there is one body. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. Just as there is one Lord, or one head of the body, so there is one body. Now, the Lord does not intend for us to get the monstrous picture of the Lord constituting one head and yet there being several hundred bodies. Can you imagine going out to the zoo and seeing some sort of animal with a single head and yet some 500 different bodies all connected with that head? And yet that's the kind of thing that we have in the world today represented as Christianity. There is absolutely no Bible authority for the existence of the various denominations in the world today. The Bible teaches that the Word is the seed of God. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Now, wherever we know that a particular kind of seed is planted and grows in the ground, the result will always be that kind of plant that comes from that seed. Just so it is, whatever grows, wherever men and women receive the Word of God honestly and sincerely in their hearts and obey it, the result will always be the body of Christ. And so it is that we cannot recognize one head in many bodies, nor on the other hand can we recognize a single body in many heads. But it's one body and one head. Now that surely ought to be simple enough for all of us to understand. Why will not the religious world accept this quite obvious truth? There is one body and there is one head. There is just as much authority in the Bible for saying there are many Lord Jesus Christ and one's as good as another as there is for saying there are many bodies or churches and that one is as good as another. The only church worthy of your support and mine is the church about which we read on the pages of the Bible, the one purchased by the blood of Christ.